on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, it's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to play musical chains. Yes, musical chains, not musical chairs. What we're going to do, basically, is pick a track and look into some of the detail of it and see if we can connect it to another piece of music. Some of the links will be quite tenuous, and some of them will be fairly obvious, but I thought it'd be a bit of fun, so I just picked this first track at random to get us going. While You See a Chance is a song performed by Steve Winwood in 1980. It was written by Winwood and Will Jennings. Will Jennings is an American lyricist. He is popularly known for writing the lyrics of the song Tears in Heaven and My Heart Will Go On. He's been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame and won several awards, including 3 Grammy Awards, 2 Golden Globe Awards, and 2 Academy Awards. was a live version from MTV Unplugged of Tears in Heaven, which is a song by Eric Clapton and Will Jennings. It was written about the death of Clapton's four-year-old son, Connor. It appeared on the 1991 Rush film soundtrack in January 1992. Also featured in that film was this song from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Freebird. Now, that was written by guitarist Alan Collins and lead singer Ronnie Van Zant. The song is featured on their 1973 debut album and was released as a single in 1974. It entered the Hot 100 on November the 23rd at number 87 and became the band's second top 40 hit by early 1975, peaking at number 19. The song was featured in the film Kinsman: The Secret Service, as was this tune.
Money.
Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. We're playing musical chains, finding the links on the chain between one song and another. Some of them are a bit dodgy, some of them are fairly obvious. But that was Money for Nothing, which was a song by Dire Straits, and it was the second track on their fifth studio album, Brothers in Arms. It was released as the album's second single on the 28th of June through Vertigo Records. The song's lyrics are written from the point of view of two working class men watching music videos and commenting on what they see. It features a guest appearance by Sting, who sings the signature falsetto introduction, background vocals, and a backing chorus of "I want my MTV." Sorry, I must stop breaking into song. This is terrible. But anyway, after that, I must play a tune by Sting. Brand New Day by Sting. It was the title track of his sixth studio album in 1999, and it features Stevie Wonder on harmonica. Driver and Master Blaster Jammin'. Produced in 1980 by Stevie Wonder and released as the lead single from his 19th studio album, Hotter Than July. It was a major hit, spending 7 weeks at number one on the US Billboard R&B singles chart and reaching number five on Billboard's pop singles chart in the autumn of 1980. And it peaked at number two on the UK singles chart. Now, back in 1982, Stevie Wonder sang with Paul McCartney on Ebony and Ivory. That's a song written and performed by Paul McCartney, released as the opening track on his second solo studio album, McCartney 2, in 1980. Like other songs on the album, the song has a synthesized sound featuring sped-up vocals created using a vari-speed tape machine. McCartney played all the instruments. Now, McCartney also duetted with Michael Jackson a couple of times with Say 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 and The Girl Is Mine. But Michael donned his zombie makeup for this one. A song by American singer Michael Jackson. It was released by Epic Records in November 1983 in the UK and on January the 23rd, 1984 in the US. As the seventh and final single from his sixth studio album Thriller, it ends with the spoken word sequence performed by the horror actor Vincent Price. It was produced by Quincy Jones and written by Rod Temperton, who was a songwriter, producer and musician, and the keyboardist and main songwriter for the 1970s pop music, disco and funk band Heatwave. Great song, that's Boogie Nights. It was a 1977 single by international funk disco group Heatwave, written by Rod Temperton, and was included on Heatwave's debut album Too Hot to Handle. In the UK, the song was number two and entered on the March the 5th, 1977, only just behind Leo Sayer with When I Need You. still a lovely song. That's Leo Sayer and When I Need You. Now, that was written by Albert Hammond and Carol Bayer-Sager. Its first appearance was as the title track of Hammond's 1976 album When I Need You, and Leo Sayer's version, produced by Richard Perry, was a massive hit worldwide, reaching number one on the UK singles chart for 3 weeks in February 1977. Albert Hammond wrote commercially successful singles for artists including Celine Dion, Joe Dolan, Aretha Franklin and Whitney Houston.
I rise and fall, yet through it
That's Whitney Houston and One Moment in Time, a sentimental ballad written by Albert Hammond and John Bettist. Produced by Narada Michael Walden for the 1988 Summer Olympics held in Seoul, South Korea. It was released by Arista Records on August the 27th, 1988, as the first single from the compilation album 1988 Summer Olympics album One Moment in Time, the soundtrack of the Games. The song was Houston's third number one in the UK singles chart, and its melody was inspired by the timeless figure of Elvis Presley, with Hammond imagining it as being sung by Presley at the opening of the Olympics. Well, he didn't do that, but here's one that Elvis actually did sing. That's a 1972 song by Elvis Presley, written by Dennis Lind, originally released by Arthur Alexander earlier in 1972. Presley found major success with the song, becoming his final top 10 hit in the American Hot 100, peaking at number 2. In 1975, though, Elvis released a cover version of Green Green Grass of Home, made famous in this country, of course, by our very own Tom Jones.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch you.